I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. When you hear the name Prince Franz Josef Maximilian von Lobkowitz, it might not ring any bells. But if it weren't for his patronage, we wouldn't have Haydn's last two completed string quartets or Beethoven's first set of six. Many people know that Beethoven tore up the dedication to Napoleon for the Eroica Symphony, but not as many know that Lobkowitz's name went there instead, which seems fitting because rehearsals and the first performance for the Eroica were held in his palace in Vienna. Lobkowitz was both a music lover and violinist. He'd also be the dedicatee to the 5th and 6th symphonies. And the triple concerto with violin, cello, and piano soloists. In Beethoven's time, having a royal or member of nobility on your side was crucial, allowing a composer to spend time composing rather than simply trying to make ends meet. And when Beethoven was tempted by an offer of employment outside of Vienna, a trio of patrons joined to create an annuity, a guaranteed income for the composer that would keep him from leaving. They were Archduke Rudolf, Prince Lobkowitz, and Ferdinand, the 5th Prince Kinsky of Vischnitz and Tettau. Apparently, the Archduke was the only one who made his payments on time. A riding accident killed Prince Kinsky prematurely, and Lobkowitz ran out of funds and had to back out of the contract. Which might explain why this other work featuring a violin, cello, and piano is called the Archduke Trio, instead of the Lobkowitz or Prince Kinsky of Vischnitz Trio. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.